Hello, dear Sleep Chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry, I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Good evening. This is Sleep Chamber, my own podcast meant to put you to sleep. My name is Henrik, and I'm not from around where you live, probably. If you want, you can take a wild guess of where I'm from, but it doesn't matter really. My accent is not the important thing here. My voice is really just a tool for you to use. You don't have to listen to my words, but you can if you want. I won't tell you to relax or to visualize meadows or butterflies or that you're on a beach somewhere. I'm just going to talk. And you can use my voice either way you see fit. This kind of sleep method is a great one because it's easy to follow and it doesn't require any special engagement on your part. All you need to do is try and find a comfortable place within you and on the outside and just use my voice to drift away. It is what it is. What happens, happens. And as for now, there is nothing we can do. Nature is one of the most beautiful things in the world. It has a way of making everything seem so serene and perfect. There is something about being in nature that just makes you feel at peace. It is like all of your worries and troubles just vanish into thin air. Whenever I am feeling stressed or overwhelmed, I always take a walk outside. even if it is just for a few minutes, it always makes me feel so much better. There is something about being surrounded by trees and fresh air that just makes me feel calmer. I think that people appreciate nature more when they live in a city. When you are constantly surrounded by concrete and steel, it can be easy to forget how beautiful the world can be. But when you take a step back and see all of the natural beauty that surrounds you, it is impossible not to appreciate it. There is just something about nature that is so captivating. It has a way of drawing you in and making you feel like everything is right in the world. It is a place where you can go to forget all of your troubles and just relax. It is the perfect place to clear your head and just enjoy the simple things in life. The beauty of nature is its sureness. It is the perfect place to clear your head and just enjoy the simple things in life. There is something about being in nature that just makes you feel at peace. It is a place where you can forget your worries and just be in the moment. There is something so calming about being surrounded by trees, fresh air, and the sound of the leaves rustling in the wind. It is a place where you can truly relax and just be yourself. Nature has a way of making you feel small in the best way possible. When you are surrounded by towering mountains and vast oceans, it reminds you of how insignificant your problems are. It is a humbling experience that can help you put things into perspective. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own lives that we forget there is a whole world out there. Nature is a reminder that there is so much more to life than what we see in our everyday lives. Spending time in nature can also be a very grounding experience. In a world that is constantly changing and evolving, it can be difficult to keep up. Nature is a constant reminder that some things never change. The sun will always rise and set, the moon will always wax and wane, and the seasons will always change. It is a reminder that no matter how chaotic the world may be, there are still some things that we can rely on. Nature is also a great place to find inspiration. When you are feeling creatively stuck, there is nothing like a walk in the woods to jumpstart your imagination. The beauty of nature can be a great source of inspiration for artists, writers, and musicians. There is something about being in nature that just makes you feel more creative. Maybe it is the fresh air or the calming atmosphere, but there is no doubt that nature is a great place to find inspiration. The next time you are feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a break and go outside. Spend some time in nature and just appreciate the beauty and serenity it has to offer. It is a great way to clear your head and just enjoy the simple things in life. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life and forget to appreciate the simple things. But when you take a step back and take a moment to appreciate the little things, life can be so much more enjoyable. Here are a few simple things to enjoy in life. 1. A sunny day. There's nothing like soaking up some vitamin D and enjoying the warm weather. 2. A good cup of coffee. Whether you make it at home or enjoy it at your favorite cafe, there's nothing like a delicious cup of coffee. 3. A beautiful sunset. Watching the colors of the sky change as the sun sets is a truly magical experience. 4. A good book. Getting lost in a great story is one of the best ways to relax and escape from the stresses of everyday life. 5. A cozy blanket. There's nothing like snuggling up with a soft blanket on a chilly day. 6. A tasty meal. Whether you're cooking at home or enjoying a meal out, there's nothing like a delicious meal to make you feel happy. 7. A fun night out. Sometimes it's nice to let loose and have some fun. Whether you're going out for drinks with friends or dancing the night away, a fun night out is always a good time. 8. A quiet moment. In the midst of a busy day, it can be nice to take a moment to yourself to relax and clear your mind. 9. A hug. Sometimes all you need is a hug from a loved one to make you feel better. 10. A good night's sleep. After a long day, there's nothing like a good night's sleep to refresh and rejuvenate you. It is often said that the simplest things in life are the most important. This is especially true when it comes to the things that make us happy. While we may not always realize it, the small, everyday moments are often what bring the most joy into our lives. One of the best things about the simple things in life is that they are available to everyone. No matter who you are or where you come from, everyone can enjoy the beauty of a sunset or the warmth of a hug. These things may seem insignificant, but they can make a big difference in our lives. The simple things in life are a reminder that we don't need material possessions to be happy. We can find happiness in the simple things that are all around us. We just need to take the time to appreciate them. One of the best things about the simple things in life is that they are free. We don't have to spend any money to enjoy them. We can just sit back and enjoy the moment. The simple things in life are also a great way to connect with other people. When we take the time to appreciate the simple things, we can connect with others who are doing the same. We can share our joy and happiness with others. The simple things in life are a reminder that we should be grateful for what we have. We often take the things we have for granted, but when we take the time to appreciate the simple things, we realize how lucky we are. Did I tell you that I recently decided to try meditation? Meditation has been practiced for centuries, with a long and rich history. In the West, it was first introduced in the early 20th century by Eastern spiritual teachers. Since then, it has been increasingly adopted by people of all faiths and backgrounds as a way to promote physical and mental well-being. There are many different types of meditation, but all involve focusing the mind on a single point of attention, such as the breath, a mantra, or a visual object. The practice can be done sitting, lying down, or even walking. With regular practice, meditation can help to reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, and can also improve sleep quality and concentration. The history of meditation is closely intertwined with the history of religion and spirituality. In the East, the practice has been a central part of Hinduism, Buddhism, and Taoism for thousands of years. In the West, it was first introduced by Eastern spiritual teachers in the early 20th century. It is difficult to pinpoint the exact origins of meditation, but it is clear that it has been practiced for centuries. One of the earliest references to meditation is in the Hindu scriptures known as the Vedas, which date back to around 1500 BCE. In the Vedas, meditation is described as a way to still the mind and connect with the divine. Buddhism also has a long history of meditation, with the practice being central to the Buddha's teaching. The Buddha is said to have attained enlightenment through meditation, and he taught his followers to meditate as a way to reach nirvana, or liberation from suffering. Meditation began to spread to the West in the early 20th century, thanks to the efforts of Eastern spiritual teachers, such as Ramana Maharshi and Swami Vivekananda. These teachers traveled to the West to share their wisdom, and their teachings were popularized by Westerners such as Alan Watts and Aldous Huxley. Since then, meditation has been increasingly adopted by people of all faiths and backgrounds as a way to promote physical and mental well-being. In recent years, meditation has been hailed as a panacea for a wide range of ills, from stress and anxiety to chronic pain and insomnia. If you're interested in trying meditation, there are many resources available to help you get started. There are also many different types of meditation, so you can find a practice that suits your needs and interests. I started meditating recently and it has been a really great experience. I had never really done anything like it before and wasn't sure what to expect. But so far, I have really enjoyed it. The first time I tried it, I sat down in a comfortable position and just tried to focus on my breath. I soon found that my mind was racing and I was thinking about all sorts of things. But I just kept focusing on my breath and eventually, I started to feel more relaxed. I also felt a bit more aware of my surroundings and my body. Since then, I have been meditating every day and I have noticed a lot of benefits. I have more energy and I feel more focused. I also feel calmer and more relaxed. I would definitely recommend meditation to anyone who is looking for a way to improve their health and well-being. I think that one of the best things about meditation is that it is something that you can do anywhere and at any time. You don't need any special equipment or anything like that. All you need is yourself and a bit of time. It was kind of random that I started to meditate. There are many things in life that can be considered random. For example, the weather can be random. One day it could be sunny and the next day it could be raining. Another example of something that can be considered random is the lottery. People can play the lottery, and have a chance of winning, but there is no guarantee that they will win. Some people might say that randomness is a bad thing because it can lead to unexpected events happening that may not be desirable. However, randomness can also lead to good things happening. For example, if a person is randomly selected to receive a prize, they may be very happy. Overall, randomness is a part of life and it can be considered both good and bad. It is up to each individual to decide whether they think randomness is a good or bad thing. Randomness is something that we encounter on a daily basis, whether we realize it or not. It's the element of chance that can lead to new and wonderful experiences, or to complete and utter disaster. It's what makes life unpredictable and exciting, and ultimately, what makes it worth living. Without randomness, life would be incredibly boring. Imagine if every day was exactly the same, with no surprises or unexpected events. We would quickly become bored and restless, longing for something new to break up the monotony. It's the element of chance that keeps us on our toes and always guessing, never quite knowing what's going to happen next. In many ways, randomness is the essence of beauty. It's what makes a sunset so stunning or a flower so delicate. It's the sudden burst of color in an otherwise dull landscape. It's the way that a baby's smile can light up a room. It's the things that we can't control or predict that make life so beautiful and worth living. Life would be pretty boring if everything was predictable. We would know what was going to happen all the time and there would be no surprises. Randomness is what makes life interesting and exciting. It's what keeps us on our toes and always guessing. Without randomness, we would probably all be pretty bored. We wouldn't have any reason to take risks or try new things. Everything would be the same all the time and it would be pretty dull. Randomness is what makes life worth living. It's what makes us unique and different from one another. Without randomness, life would be pretty boring. We would all be the same and there would be no surprises. Randomness is what makes life interesting and exciting. It's what keeps us on our toes and always guessing. Sarah was a woman who lived a predictable life without randomness. She always knew what was going to happen next and never had any surprises. Her life was like a well-oiled machine, running smoothly and efficiently. She never had to worry about anything because she always knew what was going to happen. Even though her life lacked spontaneity, she was content with the way things were. She knew that she could always count on the predictability of her life to get her through whatever she faced. Sarah always woke up at 7 a.m., started her day with a cup of coffee, and then went to work. She had a desk job at a local company, and she was good at it. She was always one of the first to arrive at work and one of the last to leave. She never took breaks and always got her work done as quickly and efficiently as possible. Her co-workers admired her work ethic, but they also found her to be a bit boring. She never joined in on their conversations or gossip, and she always kept to herself. At the end of the day, Sarah would go home to her small apartment. She would make herself dinner and then spend the rest of the evening reading or watching TV. She always went to bed at 10 p.m. and got a full 8 hours of sleep. She didn't have many friends, but she was content with her life. She was happy to have a predictable routine that she could always count on. Sarah's life was changed one day when she won the lottery. She was suddenly faced with a large sum of money that she never thought she'd have. She didn't know what to do with it and was overwhelmed by all of the possibilities. She was used to her predictability and didn't know how to handle this new randomness in her life. Sarah consulted with a financial advisor, and they came up with a plan for her to invest her money. With her newfound wealth, Sarah was able to quit her job and retire early. She also decided to travel and see the world. She went on exciting adventures and met new people. For the first time in her life, she felt alive and spontaneity. Although her life was no longer predictable, Sarah was happy with the new direction it had taken. She was finally able to experience all the things she'd been missing out on. She was grateful for the change and appreciated all the new experiences that came with it. George, on the other hand, George always seemed to live a life that was filled with randomness and unpredictability. He never knew what was going to happen next, and it often seemed like anything and everything was possible. This made for a life that was always interesting, to say the least. George never seemed to follow any sort of conventional path in life. He would often take the most random and unexpected turns, which would often lead to new and exciting experiences. It was never quite clear what George was going to do next, but that was part of the fun. One of the things that made George so interesting was his ability to find the beauty and excitement in the mundane. He was always able to see the potential for adventure in everyday situations, no matter how banal they may have initially seemed. This approach to life meant that George was always open to new experiences and willing to take risks. It also meant that he was often the life of the party, always ready to inject some fun and excitement into any situation. Overall, George lived a life that was filled with randomness and unpredictability. This made for a life that was always interesting and exciting. George was always able to find the beauty and excitement in the mundane, and this made him a truly unique individual. Kim and Robin had been best friends for as long as they could remember. They had always been up for anything, and so when they decided to go on a road trip together, they knew that they wanted to make it as adventurous as possible. They came up with the idea to let random people decide what they should do and go next. They would start by posting a sign at a busy intersection, asking people to write down an activity or destination for them to do or go to. They would then pick one at random and go do it. I had a blast doing this, and it led to some really great memories. They got to try new things, meet new people, and see new places that they never would have otherwise. It was the best trip they had ever been on, and they would always treasure the memories they made. One time, they ended up at a small town festival that they never would have known about otherwise. They ate the best food they had ever tasted and danced the night away. They made friends with everyone there, and it was just an all-around great experience. Another time, they ended up at a secluded beach that was absolutely beautiful. They spent the day swimming, sunbathing, and just relaxing. It was the perfect way to spend a day, and they were so grateful that they got to experience it. All in all, it was the best trip they had ever been on. Going traveling is one of the best things you can do in life. It allows you to see new places, experience different cultures, and learn more about yourself. It can be a life-changing experience, and it's something that everyone should do at least once. There are so many benefits to going traveling. It broadens your horizons and helps you to see the world from a different perspective. It can be a great way to learn about new cultures and to meet new people. It's also a great way to relax and to get away from the stresses of everyday life. If you're thinking of going traveling, there are a few things you need to consider. First of all, you need to decide where you want to go. There are so many amazing places to see, so it's important to choose a destination that you're really going to enjoy. It's also important to think about your budget and to make sure you can afford to go where you want to go. Once you've decided where you want to go, you need to start planning your trip. This includes booking your flights and accommodation, and making sure you have all the necessary documents. It's also a good idea to research the destination and to find out what there is to see and do. This will help you to make the most of your trip and to avoid any disappointments. When you're finally ready to go on your trip, make sure you pack everything you need and that you have all your documents in order. Then, all that's left to do is to enjoy your trip and to create some amazing memories. Since the beginning of time, people have gazed up at the stars and dreamed of visiting them. In the last century, we have made that dream a reality. Space travel has captured the public imagination like nothing else. It is an adventure like no other, full of danger, excitement, and mystery. Space travel has come a long way in a short time. The first manned space flight was only in 1961. Since then, we have sent people to the moon and built a space station. We have sent probes to all the planets in our solar system and even beyond. We have come a long way, but there is still so much to explore. The universe is a vast and fascinating place. There are so many things to see and discover. We have only just scratched the surface. There is so much more to learn about the universe and our place in it. space travel is expensive and dangerous. It takes a lot of training and preparation. But it is also an incredible experience. There is nothing like the feeling of weightlessness and the view of the Earth from space. It is an experience that everyone should have. We have come a long way in our exploration of space, but there is still so much to do. Space travel is an important part of our future. It is an adventure that we should all take part in. Space is one of the most fascinating topics to explore. It is an infinite frontier that has captivated the imaginations of people for centuries. Even now, in the era of space exploration, there are still many mysteries about space that have yet to be revealed. There is no doubt that space is a vast and dangerous place. It is home to many dangers, such as asteroids, comets, and other space debris. Even the most experienced astronauts are at risk when venturing into space. However, these dangers are also what makes space such an exciting place to explore. In addition to the dangers, space is also incredibly beautiful. The stars, planets, and other astronomical objects are a sight to behold. Even the most jaded person can't help but be awestruck when looking at the night sky. Despite the dangers and the beauty, space is still an unknown place. There are many mysteries about space that have yet to be solved. For example, scientists are still trying to determine the exact nature of dark matter and dark energy. They are also trying to understand the origins of the universe and how it will end. The exploration of space is an ongoing journey that has captivated the imaginations of people for centuries. It is an infinite frontier that is full of dangers, beauty, and mystery. Aliens have been a topic of fascination for centuries, with people wondering if there is life on other planets. Although there is no scientific evidence to support the existence of aliens, many people believe that they exist and that they have visited our planet. There are many theories about aliens, such as they are advanced beings that are observing us or they are here to help us. Some people even believe that aliens have abducted them or that they have seen aliens in their spacecraft. Whether you believe in aliens or not, it is hard to deny that they are a popular topic in our culture. There are movies, TV shows, and books about aliens, and people dress up as aliens for Halloween. It seems like everyone is interested in aliens, even if they don't believe they exist. So, what exactly are aliens? Are they real or just a figment of our imaginations? If they are real, where do they come from and what do they want? These are all questions that remain unanswered, but that doesn't stop people from speculating. There are many theories about aliens, but the most popular one is that they are intelligent beings from another planet. Some people believe that aliens are observing us and that they are more advanced than us. Others believe that aliens are here to help us, either by giving us guidance or by helping us solve our problems. Some people believe that aliens have already visited our planet. They point to things like crop circles and mysterious lights in the sky as evidence. Others believe that aliens have abducted them or that they have seen aliens in their spacecraft. Whether you believe in aliens or not, it is hard to deny that they are a popular topic in our culture. There have been many reports of alien sightings over the years. Some people believe that these sightings are of real aliens, while others believe that they are just hoaxes. There is no way to know for sure what people are seeing, but there are some interesting stories out there. One of the most famous alien sightings occurred in 1947. A man named Kenneth Arnold was flying his plane near Mount Rainier in Washington State when he saw 9 strange objects flying in the sky. He described the objects as being like saucers that were skipping on water. He reported his sighting to the media, and it quickly spread. People all over the country began reporting similar sightings. This event is often considered to be the beginning of the modern UFO phenomenon. There have been many other famous alien sightings since then. In 1961, a woman named Betty and Barney Hill were driving through New Hampshire when they saw a strange object in the sky. They claimed to have been abducted by aliens and taken aboard a spaceship. They described the aliens as being small, with large eyes and gray skin. They said that the aliens performed medical experiments on them before returning them to their car. There have also been many reports of people seeing strange lights in the sky. Some people believe that these lights are from alien spacecraft. Others believe that they are just natural phenomena, such as meteors or northern lights. There is no way to know for sure what people are seeing, but it is definitely something that people are interested in. Whether or not aliens exist is still a mystery. There is no concrete evidence that they do, but there are also no concrete evidence that they don't. People will continue to see strange things in the sky and will continue to wonder if aliens are real. I met a man called Mick once that said he knew aliens exist. It never thought much about aliens or space. He was content living his life on Earth, going to work and spending time with his family. However, one fateful day changed all of that. Nick was out for a walk, enjoying the fresh air, when he saw something strange in the sky. At first, he thought it was a bird, but as he watched it, he realized that it was definitely not a bird. It was some kind of spacecraft, and it was coming right for him. Nick was terrified, but he didn't have time to run. The spacecraft landed right in front of him, and out stepped an alien. The alien was friendly, and it started to communicate with Mick telepathically. The alien showed Mick images of different planets and galaxies, and Nick was fascinated. He realized that there was so much more out there in the universe than he had ever imagined. The alien told Mick that he was chosen to be the ambassador for Earth, and that he needed to go back and study everything he could about aliens and space. Nick was hesitant at first, but eventually he agreed. He said goodbye to his family and began his new life as an interstellar student. Nick has been studying aliens and space for years now, and he's learned a lot. He knows that there are many different intelligent life forms out there, and that some of them are very different from humans. He's also learned about the dangers of space and how important it is to be careful. Nick is still learning, but he's come a long way from the frightened man who first encountered an alien. He's now a respected authority on aliens and space, and he's even made contact with some of the other intelligent life forms out there. Who knows what the future holds for Nick? Nick also told me about a friend of his, the friendly alien Robert. Robert was an alien from a faraway planet. He was a curious creature, and he loved to explore the universe. He visited many different planets and met many different creatures. He even made friends with some of them. One day, Robert decided to visit Earth. He was fascinated by the human beings he saw there. He observed them for a while, and then he decided to interact with them. He started by making friends with some of the children. They were fascinated by him, and they loved to hear about his adventures. Eventually, Robert became a part of the human community. He even got a job and started to contribute to society. He was happy on Earth, and he loved the humans he had come to know. However, one day, Robert received a message from his home planet. His family was in trouble, and they needed his help. Robert was reluctant to leave, but he knew he had to go. So he said goodbye to his friends and family on Earth, and he set off on his journey back home. It was a long and difficult journey, but Robert made it back to his home planet. He was able to help his family by using his knowledge and skills to make their lives better. He started building them a new home, getting them new jobs, and teaching them how to live sustainably off the land. He was happy to be able to help them, and he enjoyed his new life with them. However, after a few years, he began to feel restless. He had seen and done everything he could on his home planet, and he wanted to see more of the universe. So he set out on a journey, traveling to different planets and learning about their cultures and customs. He had many adventures and made many new friends during his travels. He even fell in love with a beautiful alien woman called Alien. But eventually, he realized that there was nothing left for him to explore, and he longed for his home planet and his family. So, he returned to his home planet, where he was welcomed back with open arms. He was happy to be home, and he knew that he had made the right decision. It is a commonly held belief that there is other life in the universe besides our own. For centuries, people have speculated about the possibility of life on other planets and the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent life forms. With the advent of modern technology, this speculation has led to scientific investigation, and there are now a number of theories about alien life and the universe itself. The first scientific theory about alien life was formulated by the Italian philosopher Giordano Bruno in the 16th century. Bruno believed that the universe was infinite and that there were an infinite number of planets, each with its own inhabitants. This was a radical idea at the time, and Bruno was persecuted by the Catholic Church for his beliefs. The next major theory about alien life was put forward by the French astronomer Pierre-Simon Laplace in the 18th century. Laplace believed that the universe was infinite and filled with an infinite number of stars and planets. He also believed that some of these planets could support life and that it was possible for intelligent life forms to exist on some of them. In the late 19th century, the American astronomer Percival Lowell proposed the theory that there are canals on Mars that were built by intelligent beings. Lowell's theory was based on observations of Mars made through a telescope, and it was later shown to be incorrect. In the early 20th century, the British astronomer Fred Hoyle and the Polish astronomer Nicolaus Copernicus proposed the theory that life could exist on other planets, but that it was not necessarily intelligent. This theory was based on the idea that the universe is infinite and that there are an infinite number of stars and planets. The most recent theory about alien life was put forward by the American astronomer Carl Sagan in the 1970s. Sagan proposed that there is a high probability that there is intelligent life in the universe, and that it is probably distributed evenly throughout the cosmos. This theory is based on the fact that the universe is very old and that there are an infinite number of stars and planets. There is currently no scientific evidence for the existence of extraterrestrial life, but there are a number of theories about it. It is possible that aliens exist, but that they are very different from us, and that we will never be able to understand them. Alternatively, it is possible that aliens do exist, but that they are so far away from us that we will never be able to meet them. The stars and moons have long been a source of wonder for humanity. We have looked to them for guidance and used them to navigate our way through the night. For as long as we have been looking up at the sky, they have been a constant source of fascination. The stars are huge balls of gas that are held together by their own gravity. They are so massive that the pressure at their cores is enough to fuse atoms together, which creates the light and heat that we see and feel from them. The moon is a rocky body that orbits Earth. It is much smaller than the stars, but it is still a fascinating object to behold. It is covered in craters and has a very thin atmosphere. Both the stars and the moon are incredibly important to us. They provide us with light and heat, and they help us to understand the passage of time. They are also a source of great beauty, and they remind us of the vastness of the universe. Looking at the stars and moon can be a very calming and soothing experience. It can help us to feel connected to something bigger than ourselves and can give us a sense of perspective. It is a reminder that we are just a small part of a much larger universe. There is no denying the sun's impact on our lives. It is the largest object in our solar system, and is uniquely placed to be the centerpiece of everything that revolves around it. The sun is uniquely placed to impact our lives in a number of ways, from the food we eat to the weather we experience. It would be difficult to overstate the sun's importance to life on Earth. The sun is uniquely placed to impact our lives in a number of ways, from the food we eat to the weather we experience. It would be difficult to overstate the sun's importance to life on Earth. The sun is the source of all life, providing the energy that drives photosynthesis and powers the food chain. It also drives the water cycle, providing the evaporation that creates clouds and the precipitation that fills our rivers and lakes. The sun also has a direct impact on our weather. It drives the atmospheric circulation that creates the seasons and influences the jet stream, which can affect the severity of storms. The sun even affects our moods, as the change in daylight hours can trigger seasonal affective disorder. In short, the sun is essential to life on Earth. It is the source of our food, our water, and our weather. It affects our moods and our health. It is the largest object in our solar system and is uniquely placed to be the centerpiece of everything that revolves around it. Herbie the raccoon was always a bit different from the other raccoons in his forest. He was always daydreaming and looking up at the stars. Herbie always wanted to know what was out there, beyond the trees and the sky. One night, when Herbie was out exploring, he came across a strange glowing object in the forest. Herbie was curious and decided to investigate. He touched the object and suddenly found himself in a different place. He was floating in space, surrounded by stars. Herbie was amazed and couldn't believe his eyes. He was floating in space and time. He could see the Earth below him and the other planets in our solar system. He could also see into the future and the past. Herbie was fascinated by all the different things he could see and learn. Herbie spent hours exploring space and time. He saw the creation of the universe and the formation of our solar system. He saw the first humans on Earth and watched as they evolved and created civilizations. He saw the rise and fall of empires, the discovery of new worlds, and the colonization of space. Herbie also saw the potential future of humanity. He saw us reaching out to the stars and discovering new worlds. He saw us creating new technologies and discovering new ways to explore the universe. He saw us making peace with each other and living in harmony with the natural world. Herbie was so excited by all that he had seen and learned. He wanted to share his knowledge with the other raccoons, but he knew they would never believe him. So instead, Herbie decided to write a book about his adventures. He wanted to share his story with the world and show everyone that anything is possible if you just believe in yourself. Herbie's book was a huge success. People all over the world were fascinated by his stories and his ability to travel through time. Herbie had become a famous raccoon, and he loved every minute of it. Speaking of raccoons, I recently met Maggie the raccoon. Maggie the raccoon had always been interested in the world around her. As a young raccoon, she would often sit in her tree and watch the other animals scurry about, wondering what they were up to. She was especially fascinated by the tiny creatures that she couldn't see with her naked eye. When she asked her mother what they were, she was told that they were called microorganisms and that they were too small to see without a microscope. That was it. Maggie was hooked. She wanted to learn everything she could about microorganisms. She spent hours poring over books about them, and she even managed to get her hands on a microscope. She was soon able to see the fascinating world of the microorganisms for herself, and she was determined to become a scientist so that she could learn even more about them. Maggie's dream became a reality when she was accepted into a prestigious university to study microbiology. She worked hard and soon became one of the leading experts in her field. She has even written a few books about her findings. Now, Maggie is known all over the world as one of the most brilliant minds in microbiology. She is living proof that even a small creature like a raccoon can achieve great things if they set their mind to it. Microbiology is the study of very small living things, such as bacteria and viruses. It is a very important branch of science, because these tiny organisms can cause diseases in humans, animals, and plants. Microbiology is a branch of biology that deals with the study of microorganisms. These are tiny living things that cannot be seen with the naked eye. They include bacteria, viruses, fungi, and protozoa. Microbiology is a very important branch of science because these tiny organisms can cause diseases in humans, animals, and plants. They can also be used to make food and medicine. Bacteria are single-celled microorganisms that can live in almost any environment. They are found in soil, water, air, and on plants and animals. Some bacteria are beneficial, while others can cause diseases. Viruses are even smaller than bacteria and can only reproduce inside the cells of other organisms. They cause a wide variety of diseases, including the common cold, flu, and polio. Fungi are microorganisms that can cause diseases in plants and animals. They include yeast and mold. Protozoa are single-celled microorganisms that live in water. Protozoa, that's a funny name. It could also be a pizza. Doesn't it sound like a name of a pizza? Have you ever heard the history of pizza? Pizza is one of the most popular and beloved foods in the world, and it has a long and rich history. Pizza first originated in Italy, and the word pizza actually comes from the Italian word for pie. The first pizza was created in Naples, Italy in the late 1700s. It was a simple flatbread with tomatoes and cheese, and it was sold by street vendors. Pizza became increasingly popular in Italy, and by the late 1800s, there were over 2,000 pizza bakeries in Naples alone. Pizza made its way to America in the late 1800s, when Italian immigrants began to open pizza bakeries in cities like New York and Chicago. At first, pizza was mostly popular with Italian Americans, but it soon became a mainstream food. In the early 1900s, pizzerias started to pop up all over the United States. And in 1943, the first pizza chain in America, Pizza Hut, was founded. Today, pizza is one of the most popular foods in the world. It's estimated that there are over 60,000 pizzerias in the United States alone, and Americans consume about 350 slices of pizza per second. Pizza has come a long way from its humble beginnings in Naples, Italy, and it's now enjoyed by people all over the world.
Hello, dear Sleep Chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry. I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.